T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan Miller, the voice of the Detroit Lions, joining us, our good friend on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. So TJ Hockenson, he's a guy that's going to become a weapon very quickly for Matthew Stafford. How does the rest of the draft look for the Detroit Lions?
You know, I think that remains to be seen. You know, you can draw an opinion off what happens draft night, but I think it's really about seeing what these guys do out on the field. And I think they're excited about some of these guys and what they can do. But to this point, we've seen them running around in shirts and shorts and really haven't seen anybody hit. But I think they're excited about what their second-round pick, Jelani Tavai, can bring to their defense. He's a big linebacker, which is what they're looking for. You mentioned Hockenson. They're excited about him. I think Oruwariye, the cornerback out of Penn State, is somebody they want to get a look at. He's got some length, which is the kind of cornerback that they like. Drafted the Bryant, the defensive end out of Clemson. They think there's some versatility there. I think Will Harris, the safety, comes in at a position where they've got an opening this year, and there might be some playing time for him. So, you know, I think all of them, you can see the reasons that they picked them, but ultimately, and Matt Patricia is really, really one of those guys that won't hand anything out in terms of, you know, congratulations or great jobs to rookies. He wants to see him prove it, and that'll really start happening in August.
I've been looking at this roster, and as much as they've drafted, they've also, over the last couple of years specifically, they have gone out and got quite a few guys, whether it's unrestricted free agents, restricted free agents, trades, guys that they have brought in, hell, even some of the college free agents that they've got in. They are really doing everything they can to try to bolster this defense, aren't they?
They are, and that was, I think, year one of the major projects, and then year two, a couple of key moves that they've been able to make. Picking up Snacks Harrison in the middle of last season really turned that whole defense around. He is somebody that when he came in, the run defense automatically got better, and then by the end of the year, it was a top-10 defense statistically. They went out this offseason and picked up Trey Flowers. Really comfortable acquisition for Matt Patricia because he played in his system in New England. So I really think that was a focus for them to get better defensively. Makes some sense considering Patricia's background. But I think also the offense this year, getting a new offensive coordinator, is probably to me the biggest question coming into camp is how quickly are they going to be able to figure that thing out and get to the point where they can be more consistent than they were a year ago.
Matthew Stafford carrying a lot of the weight, obviously the contract. People keep waiting for him to give you that big leadership bust-out year. I think he gets a little bit of a bad rap because he hasn't necessarily had everybody around him that's capable of getting the job done. So how much weight of either the failures or the successes of this team is Matthew Stafford carrying right now?
I think he's got some of it. You know, I think there have been opportunities where Matthew Stafford has been in position to win a division or you know, a couple times played Green Bay in the final game of the season and they couldn't win. And look, that's not all him, but I do think there are times where he could have played better, but I think also, you know, they've never really built the team around Matthew. They've, you know, not had consistently good defenses. They had a real good defense in 2014. That was probably, you know, right up there with any defense that they could win a championship, you know, not the Ravens, not the Bears, but a very good defense, historically good against the run. But they were the first-year offensive coordinator in Joe Lombardi who didn't work out, and that offense just really sputtered throughout most of that year. So it's like everything hasn't come together around him, but that's not to say that he doesn't have to carry some of that burden and some of that blame. It seemed like, you know, Jim Bob Cooter did some good things as offensive coordinator here, kind of took Matthew off the high wire, brought down his interceptions, brought up his efficiency. But it also seemed like it hit a ceiling. And that's where they felt like they needed to go out and get a new offensive coordinator, which they did with Darrell Bevell. I think Bevell's history says he wants to run the ball. It doesn't mean they're not going to throw it, but it does mean they're going to take some of the pressure off Matthew Stafford. Look, two things I'll say. One, they've tried the, hey, let's have Matthew throw for 4,500 or 5,000 yards, and it hasn't worked. And I think where Matthew's concerned, he's a talented player that I very much believe you can win with in this league. But regardless of where he was drafted, he's not Brady, he's not Breeze, he's not Rodgers. He's not one of those guys that can by himself just lift this whole thing up. He needs for the team to be better around him, and I think that's what they've tried to do defensively, offensively, and just to try to supplement what Matthew brings to the game.
Last year they were 25th overall offensively in points per game. When you start to look at that number on its face, you can say, wow, offensively, they didn't do a whole lot. Some of this, though, goes to the defense and the ability to get off the field in timely fashion because they didn't have the ball as much as some of their opponents did. So, you know, we all say that, you know, the defense has to supplement the offense if you are an offensive-minded team. How much does Matt Patricia now really have his finger, his stamp, if you will, when they started remaking this defense? How comfortable is he that this defense is going to be that much better?
I think this defense should be pretty good. I think he feels pretty good about it considering what they did last year. And I don't want to put words in his mouth because he never feels good about anything until it's done and put away. But I think this defense could be pretty good. If you look at the way that they closed last year and then adding Trey Flowers was a significant pickup for them. And I think that, you know, your point's well taken, but the offense also wasn't very good. I think they had to take a long, hard look at that after the season. They did. That's why they changed offensive coordinators, and that's why you have a new one here now. They didn't score enough points. They fell behind too often. They were playing from behind too often. Part of that is the defense, but, you know, it goes both ways. There's nothing saying that you can't score on your first two possessions and get up 10-0, and they just didn't do enough of that. And you know, oftentimes it goes back, Bill, to what we said. It's a total picture. It is they needed to get better across the board. An improved defense will lift the offense. An improved offense will lift the defense. And it just kind of gives you another side there to pick you up when you need it.
Talking with our buddy Dan Miller, the voice of the Detroit Lions, joining us for a couple of minutes in the Schneider Orange Hotline. Not the easiest of years, specifically the start for Matt Patricia. Has he become more comfortable in his own skin as the head coach?
I think anybody who goes through the first year in a job, if you're not better in the second year because you learned it, you're probably not doing it right. I think he'd be the first to tell you that you know, he's learned a lot of things since taking over. I think he's more comfortable with his staff. I think he's more comfortable with his roster, which makes, you know, you kind of more comfortable with yourself. I think he's doing some things differently this year. And I think just – by virtue of having gone through something he's never been through before, he learned a lot. But the bottom line is winning. And he'd be the first to tell you about that. I mean, we can talk about how he dealt with the media or how he dealt with the players or how he dealt with it. It's about winning. And all of it revolves around that. And more than anything else, I think that's what they have to do this year. But, you know, I think one of the interesting things is, I know he came in late. Came in off a Super Bowl. A lot of head coaches were already in place. A lot of head coaches already had their staff. So we got a late start on that. He didn't have a lot of time to figure the roster out in terms of what he wanted to do. So I think 1 year helped him to illuminate the things that he wanted to change there. So I think there's a lot of things that would indicate that he should be and they should be better this year. I know the national picture for this team doesn't seem to be very good. I honestly think they're going to be better than a lot of people think that they are. I think that they could surprise some people this year. They need health. They need guys to you know, live up to the kind of potential that I believe they have. But I think they can be better than some people believe that they can, and I think his improvement as a head coach will certainly be part of that.
The division last year goes to the Bears. Do you think they repeat, yep, or is this just a jumble now near the top?
I think it's a jumble. I really do. I mean, I think Chicago's a good team. I think they still have some questions. I think they're still trying to figure out exactly what they've got in that quarterback. It's obviously a good defense. Obviously can run the football. Those are two good places to start. I think Minnesota is still going to be a very good team. And as I said to you, every single time we've talked, as long as Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers, they're a threat. And I think you know, Detroit has the opportunity to be a good football team this year. They got to go out and earn it, and they have to do it in a tough division. I'm not going to be surprised by anything that happens in this division this year. Green Bay has obviously gone out to put a lot of resources into that defense to try to bring that thing around. And there were times last year where, you know, obviously Rodgers wasn't healthy. And sometimes when I watched him, he just didn't look like himself. I have no doubt that a full off season is going to get him back and ready to go. And that means everything to Green Bay. So there's something to like about every team in this division. And, you know, the thought of going to Minnesota and having to play against that defense is pretty brutal. And I think Cousins will be more comfortable there, and they'll get things back together and probably be a little bit better this year. So I guess it's going to be a heck of a division. It's going to be just, you know, a battle to survive, and somebody at the end of it's going to feel pretty good about winning that division and move on to a home playoff game and whatever else comes out of the playoffs after that. But I personally think it's wide open by way of, I think all these teams, you can draw up some reasons why they can be pretty good.
Dan, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the mini camps, the remainder of the offseason. Talk to you again come training camp, okay?
I appreciate it. I'm watching them practice right now. Got about an hour left, and then that'll be it for about 6 weeks. So everybody enjoy the break, and then we'll get going. It's going to be fun.
There you go, Dan Miller. Dan, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Dan Miller, the voice of the Detroit Lions, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.